Good evening, Abayisai. We'll be talking about some really interesting halachas tonight, where we'll be talking about various blemishes. Can a kohen duchen if he's got a lisp? What happens if a kohen has got is blind cholila, a blind kohen? Can he duchen a blind kohen? We'll also be talking about kohenim. Children, kohanim, young children, pre-bar mitzvah, can they duchen or not? These, amongst other topics, will be covered tonight. Simen kuf chav ches, seif chav tes. Excuse me, seif lamed. Mi sheyesh loy mum befonav oy beyodov. A kohen who has a blemish on his face or on his hands. Kogoin. Such as Shem Boihakonyois, Oi Akumois, Oi Akushois. What will that mean? Boihakonyois perish mean Negalovon. He has got a white kind of blemish on his hands. Virashi perish Lintelish Belaz. I'm not exactly sure what it is, but some white, large blemish on his hands. Akumois, Kfufois means bent. His hands are very bent. Akushois litzdodehen. His hands are strongly bent to the side. So a real blemish, a physical blemish. V'aran perish, and Aran explained it in a different way. Akumois shinis akmo yodoy achoironis. That actually it's not bent to the side, it's bent to the back. So a strong nepech, a strong this. It looks very strong blemish in his hand. Akushois she'en yochel lechalek its boisov, and Akushois according to Ran means that he cannot split his fingers at all. It's a physical blemish. So the halacha is loy yiso es kapov, he may not duchen. Why is that? Mipnei she'om mistaklim boy, because people will look at this blemish, people look at it. People will be, pardon? Oh, we'll speak about the talis in a minute. People will not be concentrating on duchen. They'll be looking at those strangely formed fingers, cholile. Ve'ua din, similarly, lemishesh lemumi beraglav, somebody's got blemish on his feet. Bemokoim, in places, sha'oilin aduchen, that they duchen, bloy boter shukayim, without any socks or anything at all, if it's visible, v'chein mishiriro yored al zekonoi, if it's got saliva going down from his mouth onto his beard, or she'einov zoil for his dimo, or similarly, if it's got a lot of tears coming down, a particularly huge amount of tears flowing down from his eyes. V'chein, and similarly, summa, a blind person, be'echon me'einov, even with one of his two eyes, lo yiso es kapov, he shall not duchen. That's the halacha, boys. Any of those blemishes, a person should not duchen. Now, what about the blind person, Rabbi Isai? So again, the reason for all those physical abnormalities, the reason why we don't duchen, what's the reason for it? The Shulchan Aruch said, "Mipnei she'om mistaklim boy." People will be distracted. They're going to be focusing on that. People can't help their curiosity. They, you know, mind of a person. Chaznish writes in the. I just saw lately. The Chaznish writes in his sefer that it's extremely. There's nothing harder to control a person's mind. There's no limit. It's extremely one of the hardest thing for a person is to control his mind. Yeah, if I try not to focus on don't think about a pink elephant. All you're going to be thinking about is about a pink elephant. There's nothing you can do about it. It's very, very hard to control one's mind. So similarly, if a person has got true, who was not thinking about a pink elephant? No. So similarly over here also, if you see something, and Chazanish writes, that's a natural characteristic of a person. The mind just gets absorbed by those thoughts. So he said, if a person sees an abnormality in a physical the hands of the kohen are either to the side or backwards or something is really, really strange. People are going to be distracted. So I hear that about the eyes that are dripping, and I hear about he's got saliva coming down. Person for sure will be staring at that. Hands going this way, hands going that way, the feet as well. I hear that. What about the sumer rabosai, blind person? What about that? Correct, and therefore. The reason over here is because people are distracted.
Maybe that's not one of the reasons. Maybe that's one of the reasons that isn't different.
Okay, you're saying it's different. So it's interesting that the Bialoch, Mishnah Berurah doesn't say anything. The Bialoch says over here, it must be, V'chein Tzuma Ba'achaz Me'inov Poshut, it is 12 minutes, I'm going to the Bialoch before we even go to Mishnah Berurah, that Dafka in Samyuso, it is only if his blindness, Nikar, it's recognizable. People start staring at him because he looks like a blind person. You could tell he's a blind person. And people start staring at him. But his blindness is not recognizable. Now, if he's a person that looks from externally looks like he looks like anybody else, he just happens to be blind. Then then he's actually allowed to look. So it's not the fact that he's blind, it's the fact that he looks bizarre. Yeah.
What does it matter that people get distracted looking at him?
What's the reason? Says the Mishnah Berurah, very good. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Kuftes. Boy, Shudova Hamatmiya, it's something astonishing. Who beshvilt ze, and because of that, Yasichu Daitom. Their minds will wander off. Melechaven to have proper intention. Ishmael Bocha to hear to listen to the biggest kohenim. Instead of supporting the yidden to have the proper kavanas, those yidden who have the blemishes by their actual presence, people are going to get distracted. Kavanah, any yid who listens to biggest kohenim needs to have proper kavanah. To listen to, that's right, recipients, to receive and listen to the bracha, yeah. 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 It's a very good question, I don't know the answer.
Yeah, but then, surely then it's just a hearing, isn't it?
Yeah, but why over here, the biggest kohenim, the reason why those current. Right. We're going to speak about the let's look at Sif Lamed Aleph. Okay, maybe to put it into the context, we're going to refocus on your question in a minute. Lamed Aleph tells us, Iminek Amokim, just going back to your point, if the minig of that place, the Shalshal Kernim Talis Al Pneim, if the minig of the Kernim is, in that particular place, to cover their faces with the Talis, Afili Yesh Befonov, Uviyotov Kamamumin, even if it's full of blemishes, Cholila, he's so eskapov, he's allowed to duchon. So it's specifically because it's going to be visible. And specifically, it's going to be able. So if it's not covered, then it's actually going to be okay. The dafke im oyu yodov bifnim in atalis, only if the hands are within the talis. Havrim bechutz lemahani atalis liyodov. But if the talis doesn't cover his hands, then it's still going to be a problem. If it's got blemish on his hands. But I think your question is a good question. Why are we not worried about it when it comes to a baal tekiah, for instance? It's a good question. Why baal tekiah? We're not concerned. He could have blemishes. On his hands, on his face, on his thing, we are.
What about
a
deaf Cohen? He won't be able to hear.
Yeah, as far as this is concerned, as far as this halachah is concerned, it's. It doesn't seem to be. It doesn't look like it's a psula at all, you're right. Doesn't sound like it's a problem.
But he won't be able to hear the chazan when he...
Yeah, so if it sounds bizarre, it sounds strange, and he's not going to get it right, it might be a problem, actually. But as long as if he can tune in with the rest of the Kohanim, if he can, it would be okay. Okay. Yeah. As opposed to the Baal Tekiah,
he's not doing it. It's not covered Shemaim, if you like. He's doing this is the rice, and it's not
I hear that. There's definitely, you're right. I mean, you're definitely right. The Kohen is more integral to the mitzvah than the Baal Tekiah. There's no doubt about it. Nevertheless, the reasoning, the rationale why there's a problem over here, that L'chol should apply to the Baal Tekiah. I agree, the answer must be something about what you were saying, something in that direction, but it needs to be a bit, it needs to be polished a little bit. Okay, what about freckles? People have got freckles, is that a problem as well? How can that be a problem?
Surely it's normal.
Surely it's normal. Yeah. Yeah. So the Ma'aseh Mishnah points out, although a person has got very substantial blemishes on his face, it would be a problem. For a manuma benekudos dakos levonos, so it's got white spots on his face, that actually is a problem. Voice na manuma benekudos dakos, those people have got thin dots in their faces, shekoren zumer sprenkel, which is freckles in good English, im shriach sham, if it is common, after they have a roiv anshem okem kach, although it may be not very common, but just some of them have it, then he says, kapov, it's okay. So it's absolutely no problem, as long as there are other people around. It does make a point. It says that there must be other people around as well. So it must be not totally bizarre. It must have been a somehow common sight.
They're not really freckles, they're white.
So he says that if it's white, it's a problem. If it's freckles, it's okay. Yeah. As long as there's others around as well. Okay. Moving on to Seif. The truth is, I just realized that I skipped a part of the Seif Lamed, a very important part. So I left V'chem B'Summa Be'echot Me'elav Lisa's Kapov. I stopped there. Shulchanoch continues, if you don't mind going back a few lines. V'im Yodash Be'iroi, if that person who is either blind or has got strange abnormalities on his hand, if he lives in that particular city, Tahainu, i.e., Shem Regilim Boy, people recognize him and they know him. Umakirim Akol, Shiyesh Boy Samun, people have seen him 100 times before. Yisro Kapov is allowed to duchen. Ve'afilu Summa Beshtayainov, even if he's blind on both eyes. Why is that? Exactly. That's right. People are not going to be distracted by his birkus kohanim. They've seen him before. They're going to see him later again. They're not distracted. So it's only because it's quite rare. V'chol sheshar be'ir shloshim yoim, anybody who is in the city for 30 days, people have stared at him already sufficiently. Mikritosh be'iroi, he's considered already a dweller of the city, and he's allowed to duchen. V'davke be'iroi, only in this particular city, but im holech ba'akroi le'achaz, if he just shows up occasionally into a different city, v'shar shem shloshim yoim, and he spends there 30 days, loy. So it's, his presence needs to be somehow common. You must have seen him before. You're not going to stare at him. It's kind of 30 days. V'afidoloi bolodru shom, liyus m'bneo ir, elo bolioi shom, melamed, yisoyfo, y'meshar eshono, y'chatsi shono, even if he does not intending to settle there for good, he's only taking some job there, either he's going to be teaching, or he's going to be a soifer, or he's going to do any other public service for a year or half year, choshev dosh peiro, b'shloishim yoim, once he's there for 30 days, it's fine. So his presence needs to be somehow common, and once he's been there for 30 days, it's fine. Okay, Seif Aleph, we've seen, and that leads us now to Seif Lamed Beis. Chayu Yodav Tzvois Istis Upur. If his hands are covered up with Istis Upur, Rashi says, Mine Tzvoim, with dye. So his hands are covered up with dye. Let's say he's a painter, or he does any really dirty work, that his hands got covered with some dye. Lo Yisro is Kapov, he's not allowed to do Chim B'nei Sha'om Mistaknim B'hem, because people are going to stare at these hands. What paint did he use today? Why does he come with pink hands today? If majority of the city are painters, they get their hands really dirty as well. It could be in fact any color. Then Yisro is Kapov is allowed to do Chim, because why is that? Because it's normal. Their hands may not look not any different either. Similarly, if he comes, they've seen him every evening, he comes to Mincha to Shul like this, so it's quite common, they're not going to stare at him. He's so his kapov, he's allowed to duchen as well. So it's only because if it's rare. Okay. Lamed Yeah, that's true. That's interesting, yeah.
Why do you have an army that's a 7 foot coin?
Yeah. And that the talis won't help either.
Well, rich coin, if he's got...
The truth is that it's probably a rich coin, you want to say...
If everyone's got a schmata talis, and he's the only one with a really nice...
Yeah, that's true. It's, yeah. 7 foot coin, or the particularly fancy coin. The 7 foot coin... So what do you think about Rabbi Frankel's question? We've spoken about physical abnormalities, blemishes. Foot looks like this, hands look like this, blind. The reason for that is because people are going to stare and they're going to be distracted. They won't have proper kavanah, they're going to be staring at him. So what about if it's just a particularly tall coin, particularly small coin? What Rabbi Frankel asked.
What I was saying before, if people know him, see him the last 30 days.
Okay, so if they have seen him, it's fine. What if it just, you know, he's a son-in-law of one of the Balabatim?
It's not called a blemish.
It's not a blemish. It's not a blemish.
The painter has a blemish.
The painter has a blemish.
It's a good question. I don't know. Pardon? Not so unusual, yeah. Yeah. It's a good question. It's a very good question. I don't know the answer. Maybe Taka. Maybe Taka. I'm not sure. Okay. Pardon?
Does money seem to apply?
No, because nowadays people... Well, you've seen... Well, we've learned about... I don't know. What you tell me? Are the Kohenim who don't go because they've got physical blemishes? Have you ever experienced such a thing? Back in the days? Was it a physical blemish? Not visible. Not visible.
Could have only maybe, yeah, but I don't know. But it covered the tongues anyway. So
right. Yeah. Yeah, if it's something which is still visible after covering the talis, then there is the loch lamasi, yeah, definitely. Okay, Siv Lamed Gimel. That's an interesting one. Somebody who cannot, literally means to cut the letter. Somebody who's got a slight, you can't, that's right, speech impediment. Kugoin, such as, Sh'omel Alfin Einen. He doesn't distinguish between the Aleph and the Ein. We'll get to that in a minute, yeah? Does anybody make a distinction between Aleph and Ayin? Yeah, so if somebody doesn't make a distinction between Aleph and Ayin, how is your Aleph and Ayin, Rabbi Kagan? Yeah? So any speech impediment is a problem. Is a problem. Now, Siv Kokken, Kuf Yutes, Mishnebura. Yeah. Yeah, it is. Yeah.
So Hosgood's son, Danes, he does the
eyes. The eyes, that's amazing. Right. It's well, there's no doubt about it. There's no doubt about it that this should be a distinction, right? Okay, Sivkot and Kofi test. Shane, you're there. Vuadin, Mishu, Kvat, Peve, Kvat, Loshain. Somebody who has got. He's got kvat pevek kvat loshon like Moshe Rabbeinu. It's a problem. Alfinan, here comes Mishnah Busif Kotten Kufches Kufchof. Alfinan, who are the Mishakoyre lechetin hein? So somebody who this ches and a hey, like my Polish goite. She how are you? How are you? Yeah. Okay. Well, I don't know where she comes from, to be honest. But the hay becomes a ches. How are you? So that would also be, she wouldn't be actually allowed to duchen, actually. Yeah.
So there would be a problem, I would just think back to Chassidim.
Yeah, that's a bit controversial what you're saying, but I hear what you're saying. Yeah, I'm being recorded as well. I'm being recorded. Okay. So let's see what the Mishnah says over here. Vehuadin, Mishikoyle Chetinhein, Oshikorele, Shiboilis, Siboilis. The Russians, I think even says it. No, it doesn't. In the Russian, I think in the Chabad, I mean, in some of the Russian, the Shin became the Sin. Have you ever heard that? Yeah, it's also some nationalities also tend to make that . Vim kol bnei. Now, however, now going back to our Polish thing, vim kol bnei iroi koyrin kach. If everybody in the city speaks like that, motelisa kapayim shom beoisim mokum. Then in that particular place, you're allowed to. So if that is the minhag to pronounce it in that particular way, in that particular place, it's fine. So if the shin sin in that particular place, so that's all right. If the hay becomes a ches, or even more importantly, the aleph becomes the ayin becomes the aleph, we're actually safe. So we're on safe ground. Nowadays, most of our people, are not as expert balekoyre as we don't distinguish in the ayin and the aleph. Mimela automatically mutar lesakapov. You're allowed to do chum. V'yesh oim oit. Ah, it does bring up Russia. And some say even if it's Russia, in Russia, jargin habelik or shiboles siboles. Have you ever heard those? Yeah, I think some chabatskas still to this day. The old time chabatska, the ones that the old of Lubavitchers from the older generation. You can really hear how they say that. If you listen to any of the videos of the old Bavitcher Rebbe Zichron Livracha, you'd hear that the sheen in the scene was really identical. I remember hearing it. Shiboles Siboles. After Klal Ansha Medina Yoidim Ahefer Shiben Shin Yimonis Lismolis. Although even most people do distinguish, Mikol Mokim Mutali Sekapov, you're allowed to distinguish you're allowed to duchen. It's very interesting though, because I think what's important over here, if you ever end up in a Sephardish minyan, or you end up in a Temanish minyan, or whatever it may be, so what do you see from here?
You have to adapt.
Don't make a point over here. Don't try to teach the world the right Devora, but you have to adapt in Rome, like the Romans. So you have to really adapt. So, but otherwise, we see that the aleph and ayin would be a real problem. Yeah. Okay. We're going to start lamed dalet. I don't think we'll finish it, but let's start see if lamed dalet. Cotton shaloi hevi shtei saras, a child who didn't bring to saras to her. Inu yoyse tzkapov is not allowed to duchen bifnei atzmo klal on his own at all. So if he's a child on his own, he's not allowed to duchen. Aval im kainim, but with additional kainim shem gedolim. With adult kohenim, noi say he is allowed to duchen. Lilmoid, to learn, uleischanech, and to have chinuch. Umi shehei v'shtei sayres, and if he had really two sayres, noi say his kapov is allowed to duchen, afilu b'fnei asmi, even on his own. Miu, however, dafke be'akroi, only in some incidents, only occasionally, ba'alme, foloi b'kvis, but not regularly. Until he's got a full beard, Shaz Yochali Sakapov, then he's allowed to duchen, afilu yichidi, even on his own, bikva, even regularly. For kol shigya leshonim, and whenever he reaches, the age, shiroi leismal is konet, that would be appropriate for him, afil pishloin ismale, although it doesn't physically have it yet, korinon bon ismal is konoi, it's considered as if. Mishnebu of here, which is probably the key Mishnebu, in Sifkotun Kuv Chavalev Shalayhevi, Veim Nase Ben Yud Gimel Shanav Yemechot, once his Bam Mitzvah, Talinon Le'inyen Zeh, we are Soymech for this matter, Shemistome Hevish Dei Sayres, Fekhen Shepasik Ramola El Basimen Nun Hei, this is famously known as Chazok HaDerova, that any person who has reached Bam Mitzvah, there's Chazok HaDerova, that he is completely mature, and we can from bar mitzvah onwards allowed to duchen. Why is it that a child, why is it a child shouldn't duchen? Mishnah Berurah Kuf Chav Beis explains, Hafilu Ba'akoi even irregularly, She'en covered at Tzipor is Kfufin Le'Birkes Kodin. It's not covered. It's not respectful. It's not covered for a child to duchen to adults. It's not there. It's not covered.
Perhaps so. If it's the Rosh is coming from Rabbi Shalom, then it's almost like a turning it into the Rosh. It's saying it's the child who's giving the Rosh, not the Rosh who's giving the Rosh.
When somebody invites you, imagine you get an invitation for a simcha. Does it make a difference? It's not a perfect marshal, but it will give the message. Do you think it makes a difference if you get like a little scrunched up paper and you give it to the person who invites somebody for a simcha? Or is it more presentable if it comes in a proper invitation?
If there's no other claim in the whole of the Kehillah apart from this 13-year-old,
then you cut your clock. Well, if he's 13, it's actually going to be fine, we said. Yeah, but if we're talking about a child itself, I suppose it's lacking in covered at Tzibur. I hear you, Ha'ora. You always, why does covered at Tzibur doiche potentially pick his kohenim altogether? So if there's no other kohen, besides a 10-year-old child, 8-year-old, why does push? That's probably your question. That's to rephrase your question. It's a good question. Why is it?
Because if the Mishnah Berurah already wrote the couple was saying if he hasn't got a full beard, and they're 13-year-olds with a full beard, so really he's saying he's going to be working until like 16, 17 in order to be able to do
right.
A 13-year-old wouldn't meet those requirements.
Yeah, correct. Okay, that's more Mishnah Berurah that we're going to see shortly, Mitzvah. We'll actually see tomorrow. Okay, that's a good hour. Okay, to recap what we covered tonight, we spoke about physical. Sif Lamed taught us about physical blemishes on the hands, on the feet, and we said that a person should not duchen also when he's blind, cholila, because he's going to distract the listeners. However, if the talus covers it, it's fine. We also learned that if it's dosh pa'iro, if he's a common, he's been there for more than 30 days, people have gazed already at him, people have stared at him already. It's okay. We also learned that if his hands are covered in dye and in paint, that would be a problem as well. But again, if that's what everybody else does, it's okay. We learned that if he's got a speech problem, it's going to be a problem as well. However, if that's what everybody else speaks like that as well, then if everybody says to everybody else, how are you, then it's going to be okay. And we started speaking about the sugi about age. And the starting point is that it's not covered at Tzibur if a child tuchens, although it's an element of chinuch if he joins adults. But more to follow on this tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem. Good evening, Rabbi Yisrael.